To the Batmobile. Let's go.
I was just going to cut that part out and start right after that. Now, what am I going to do?
All right.
Just going to miss out on that comedy gold. That's where we're going to start. Nobody's going to have any idea what just happened. And that might be for the better.
Horrible. Starting off strong.
Can I be your logo? Your logo? This podcast? Just be me? The hairy nutsack? And...
Right there. I'm just going to screenshot that right there.
No.
And the white beater with the headphones. I just cannot be.
Can I be it? You can't see it, but I do grow hair on the rest of my body.
Can I be yours? Not to make things awkward, David, but I already got the screenshot. Covered it up with your finger. I ain't doing shit, son. Just say it. Just say it.
Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare.
It's okay. I'm on my wife's computer, I didn't get the screenshot.
She's going to be like, what the hell is this? Put it as your background, dude. Just put it as her background when she turns on the computer. It's just David's
We got new phones the other day. And so
brand new iPhone 7s or what?
iPhone X.
Hey, that's what I want.
Nice.
Not really. I was really resistant to the idea. And my wife calls me, right? And I almost feel like I was tricked into this. So like AT&T's like, so let me tell it to you how I heard it. Hey. So she needed a new phone, and she was eligible for the upgrade, so that's fine. She can get whatever phone she wants. I don't care. I was fine with the phone I have, which is a 6, regular 6. So she calls me and goes, hey, right now, it's buy an iPhone 10, get an iPhone 10 for free.
Oh, yeah, no. You have to add a line.
Way to fucking ruin the story, dude. So, because that's not what was pitched to me initially.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I mean, if it's free, then sure. I mean, I guess. She's like, okay. But we have to add another line. I'm like, well, can we add like an iPad line? Like, if I get an iWatch, can I add that line to it? Like, what's the scenario here? Here we go, you know? Here we go, yo. What's the scenario? And she was like, let me talk to her. So she calls me back. No, it's straight up another fucking line. Like, we have to add in a line. So we do some quick calculations, you know, and so I'm like, even if we add a line, it's still going to be cheaper than what we pay now because we're losing the phone payments because both of our phones got paid off this month. And Deborah's trading in her phone. So I was like, well, that's fine then. I can live with that and we can figure that piece out later. Okay, cool. So it's just $60 in taxes. I'm like, okay. She's like, for both phones. I'm like, well, how much are you getting for your phone? $115. So we're only paying $5, really. I'm like, well, we're really paying $5 plus this extra line. So, okay. So I'm kind of on the fence, but then I end up saying, fine, whatever. So she comes home and she's like, all right, I got the phones. There's a $25 activation fee for each phone. I'm like, dude, are we fucking kidding me? Free my ass.
Yeah.
It cost me $300 to get these damn phones.
Wait till you get your next fucking bill.
Yeah, that
first. Oh, yeah. And shit. It doesn't reimburse for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. I can live with that. I'm used to that from AT&T. We're going to give you this great deal, and you'll see it in about 6 to 8 months.
What you really should have done is you should have canceled one of your lines, like, because you don't have a contract. So you just turn up, you have to change your number, but you cancel the line.
Yeah.
So you don't pay anything for that line. And then you upgrade the other one. You get the buy one, get one, add the line. You just replace the line that you canceled and you just have a new number. And then you're paying the same exact amount. You're no payment on the second phone and you're just paying the payment on the first phone.
Yes. We had this discussion as well.
And we backfired.
Neither of us wanted to change our number. Deborah's had her same phone number since she was like fucking 13.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
And you know what people would do to do that shit? They would cancel their line, but they would not cancel it. What they would do is they would port it out to some bullshit like Boost Mobile. Like they would go get the fucking keep the phone number. Yeah, they would port it to shitty Boost for like, get one of like, because we would have like $5, $10 cheapy phones on sale. They would buy that shit, port it over, come back the next day, and port it back over again. Back to AT&T and add the line. Ridiculous.
That's insane, dude.
That is way too much fucking work, first of all. Like, just get a new number at that point. Like, either pay it or don't pay it. Like, make a decision, bro.
Be wasting gas, dude, all that shit, dude.
Yeah, I know. But wait, I think that we're going to have a need for the third line in the near future, so it wasn't the worst thing. And I didn't trade my phone in, so I have a fully functioning iPhone 6, which I've used for the last 2 days, despite the fact that I have an iPhone 10, because I didn't get the case for the 10 until today, and I was afraid to move it from its resting spot.
Dude, we're gonna have to start like a adulting podcast where we just talk about our adult shit.
Adulting,
son of a.
That's basically what we're doing right now.
Welcome to the episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
And I'm David.
And we all adult. Okay. I would just say it's okay. We're okay adulters. Mediocre at best.
Yeah, mediocre at best. But we're adulting. Hey, did y'all check out my new pops?
Your new what?
Pops? My new pops.
You haven't sent me one in a while.
They're overflowing off your shelf.
You haven't sent me one in a while, Homer. What's your newest one? Please, enlighten me.
My new ones. Let me see. I don't know if I could change the camera.
Yeah, take us on a video adventure on this audio podcast.
What did you just tell us?
Well, I was trying to do it.
That would have also sufficed.
I was trying to do it for y'all. Okay, so I got the regular 8-bit Jason one.
That's dope as shit. Why haven't you posted that on Instagram?
He has a little machete there.
Machete. Hey, hey, machete.
And then,
on a side note, my favorite song on line on the radio right now is by Cardi B. Where she goes, I'm the trap Selena, dame my gasolina. I just think that's so clever. For
and then I got the
no reason
8-bit retro.
And you got the variant.
Yeah,
that's dope.
That old school NES fucking colored.
You know what's funny is I actually think I like the regular version better.
Oh really? Than that one?
But I always like the 8-bit version more in everything. But
yeah, that retro colored one.
In this pop form, it's pretty cool. It's cool that they're blocked out like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It is truly a sight you have to see to believe.
Okay, I'll post them.
I've seen a lot of stuff over the past few days, but I saw a movie.
I've seen some things.
That I probably should have seen. A while ago. Let me play catch up on what I've watched before we get into the actual topics of today. I saw Thor Ragnarok finally over the weekend.
Hey, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I was telling David. Good action. It's very funny. But man, it's like, I feel like the jokes are very heavy. Like, they're like, oh my god, this planet was totally destroyed. But have no fear. We're going to tell a joke right now. So you're not going to actually feel anything for these people.
Yeah.
That were just had their home murdered in front of their eyes. They were literally just Kryptonian, and now they're living on a spaceship. But don't worry, if it's got a solid foundation, everything will be okay. Which it wasn't. Other than that, it was a very fun movie. I think fun is the best way to describe that movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I really liked it.
I saw two horror. Oh, I finished Godless.
Oh, you did?
Dude. That fucking show has me watching only Westerns any chance I can now. Yeah. Holy shit.
And then Netflix adds that since you watch Godless and it's nothing but Western movies.
Yeah. Thank you, Netflix. Longmire? Yes, please. The first episode is really good. 2, 3, and 4 are very interesting storytelling pieces, and it's very good TV. But holy shit on 5, 6, and 7. Yeah. Bro, when we're getting to the climax of that show,
it's a build-up.
It is worth every penny you pay for that buildup. And by penny, I mean time. Because there's some long episodes, which I actually quite love. Yeah, hour 15. Like, that was pretty cool. Yeah. You know, they really get you emotionally invested in those characters. And they do some horrible things. And they do some amazing things. And I loved it. And I'm really interested if they do, like, a season two. Like, would they just be another story? I mean, I don't know if you can continue with their story. But, yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
And like I said, the villain is great, dude. He does. He's awesome.
He is like one of the most malevolent son of a bitches you ever see. Like, he's so good, man. So good. My rounding out my list here, the other two things I watched two horror movies over the weekend, which I was excited to check out both of them. Keep Watching was the first one. Have you, heard of this or seen this?
No.
It's got like a pretty decent cast. It's got Bella Thorne, Mr. Fantastic, and the girl from the remake of Death Race with Jason Statham.
Hmm.
You know, we all know who that is.
Keep Watching.
And yeah, so basically, they get locked. They lock. It's like The Strangers on YouTube, though.
That's weird.
Like, they have the entire house rigged with cameras, and they lock them in the house and like force them to fight back. And it's like a kill or be killed situation. But the entire movie is shown through cameras that the people have implanted in the house.
What was it on? Is it like at the theaters or?
Redbox. Not Redbox. I think it was like I don't know what it was. I don't think it went to theaters, but it was very good. Very interesting. Also watched Leatherface.
Oh, really?
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre prequel.
The one that went straight to like, what was it?
The Direct Video TV on Demand.
Yeah, Direct TV bought it. Yeah, it's crazy. Very well done. I thought it was very fun. I mean, fun in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre type of way. they really marketed it as like, you'll have to guess which one of these escaped people become Leatherface. And it was pretty fucking obvious the entire movie. Like, I mean, they blatantly tell you in every turn.
The guy who's cutting off people's faces? Or
it's not quite that on the nose, but pretty fucking close. But it's good. I actually thought it was a very interesting take on the story. And immediately after, we watched the 2013 remake, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a rough piece of cinema right there.
Yeah.
But Leatherface, great. I highly recommend it. Also, Redbox Snatch Up.
Was that it? You didn't watch no Carbon?
I have not started Carbon yet. No Carbon yet. I think that's going to be this weekend's.
I need to watch it too.
Dude,
binge.
Dude, I like binged and stormed through it that weekend. I think it came out Friday and I started Saturday.
And by Sunday, you were like, I'm done with it. And I was like, okay.
I was season two, let's do this. Like, it was real good, dude. Like, like I said, for those people that like Blade Runner and kind of like that futuristic, weird shit going on, kind of, I don't know, it kind of also had like a Demolition Man, Judge Dredd kind of feel to it, so it was kind of cool. It just had that, like,
you're saying all things that sound great, just so
you know.
They
like,
really should have hired you as their marketing campaign. Like, because this is pretty fucking legit, sounds like
I said, it was just that futuristic, you know, crazy stuff that was going on. Weird guns, androids. It was just so, like, cool, man. It was such a sci-fi show. Like, I really liked it. I enjoyed it. And, yeah, like, it was the next big thing for me. And, you know, I'm hoping season two. I'm hoping they backed it up and everything's going for them and stuff like that. But, I mean, we could see. It was, like I said, it's also one of those shows where it ends and they don't even have to. You know what I mean? But, I mean, shit, yeah.
It's in queue, that's for sure.
Throwing it here.
Really want to check it out. So we're supposed to obviously record last week to discuss all of the trailers that happened in like that fucking whirlwind between Super Bowl and last Thursday.
Oh yeah.
So question. Uh-huh. Do we want to do it in this order that I texted to you guys, or do you want me to put it in a more better order, more better? Because I English real well, as well as adult
if,
real
if
well.
If you could do it more better.
I'll try to do it better. Let's start. Better. Let's round out Netflix. Jessica Jones season 2.
Okay, yeah.
I still need to finish season 1.
Dude, I love season 1. And season 2, man, I posted it. And I'm surprised that I'm not seeing a lot, ton of love for it. Because, dude, this is a, it's a fun fucking detective show, first of all. And season 2 looks pretty interesting. And I like the idea that season 2 is when we're going to learn more about her and her where she came from. I'm glad they didn't go that route season 1. I'm pretty excited for it, man. I thought it looked great.
Like, it's kind of like a prequel, kind of, but not, you know?
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. I'm pretty excited for it. I said rounding out for Jessica Jones, but really, now we're going to round out the Netflix. we all saw the trailer during the Super Bowl, and I'm pretty sure we all watched the movie Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Paradox. What the
fuck? I saw it right afterwards.
Yeah, me too. We watched it immediately after the Super Bowl. I was off on Monday. I was like, all right, let's do this. Make me a drink and let's roll.
Yeah. Well, I know we saw it, but I mean, I was looking into it because I was like, this came out of nowhere. Like, you know, even though the first Cloverfield was the same way, they're like, next week, Cloverfield, big motion picture, check it out at the theater. And everybody was like, what the hell? But I mean, apparently Netflix bought it out and there's a third one and a fourth one coming. Or what? This was the third one. Yeah.
So apparently there's already another
back
one
to back. Yeah.
Wow.
And apparently it's supposed to drop later on this year, apparently. But somebody was, I had read somewhere that part 4 was supposed to be a Netflix exclusive. And this one, it was supposed to come out in theaters and just say like a Netflix film.
Mm.
But apparently,
I'm Netflix still waiting for that to, that's going to happen eventually.
Something. Yeah. Apparently Netflix changed something or paid them more or something to where it was like, no, it's coming out straight to Netflix. And so it blew my mind because there was a lot of big actors on there too. You know, it's not like,
yeah,
it was just like a lot of random people to where Netflix could do it.
But Baron Zemo was in it. The fucking bad guy from the last Avengers movie.
Avengers, yeah. I was like, you bastard.
And you know what?
You tell me what happened December.
He did a good job. I thought, you know, I mean, it wasn't a terrible movie. You know me, it's really easy. I'm easy when it comes to movies. I liked it for what it was.
Yeah, you're usually like not very movie. Confrontational and like a lot of movies.
So, but it wasn't. Shut your mouth. I know you're being sarcastic. It's just little pieces that I get annoyed with. I thought for what it was, for it being, you know, Netflix movie, not theaters, it's very obvious why they didn't put it in theaters and why they allowed Netflix to buy it. Because I don't think it's theatrical worthy, but he did a great job, I thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you 100%, David. I thought all the actors did a fantastic job, and this was by no stretch of the imagination meant for theaters. Yeah. It was an excellent Netflix movie. The marketing was fucking amazing. Hey, look at this cool thing. And like, way to fucking market to the current generation. You want instant satisfaction? Here it is. Boom.
Super Bowl, great movie. After the Super Bowl, what's good? And I was like, damn.
Pretty fucking crazy.
Because, you know, everybody was saying that. What are we going to watch after the Super Bowl? Highlights, Cloverfield's on. Sounds good.
Hey, bro, you want to help me finish off this bean dip while we watch some Cloverfield?
Right on.
Which bean dip didn't make it past the Super Bowl, let's be honest. I will say, though, they definitely said in the trailer for that movie, like, find out how this monster came. And in the movie, they did a very vague definition of how those fucking monsters got there. We jumped dimensions. So naturally, of course, because Donald Logue talked for like 2 minutes, was like, oh, now all these monsters from Greek mythology and ancient made-up stuff is going to come to life.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Donald Logue just talked about some book that he wrote for like 2 minutes in the movie, and then random, like, I really want to know, like, Donald Logue's filming schedule, because like that was a random cameo to have in that movie.
Who was that?
He was probably just in his room.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The guy who wrote the book in the
guy on the TV.
Overfield Paradox. But yeah, but like, what is he in that I didn't notice him?
He's in tons of shows. Yeah, he's in Gotham.
He's not Commissioner Gordon, but he's the other guy. What's his name?
Bullock.
Yeah, there you go, Bullock.
He was in Blade.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Blade. He got all his hands cut off. All two of them.
And he's like, I keep coming back.
He was in that show, that really funny sitcom show.
And like him and his wife and his two kids.
Yep, that's the one.
Can't think of the name, but yeah.
Growing Pains? Like
3 seasons long or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I love that show. I used to watch the reruns on ABC Family before it was this fucking Freeform bullshit. Now it's all like young adult shit, and I'm watching this. I'm all, this is highly inappropriate. Please give me more. Have y'all watched that Pretty Little Liars? Dude, that's some bullshit right there.
That's brutal.
They straight up condoned some freshman girl having a relationship with her teacher, like all throughout the series until she like graduates. And this is just the norm. It's totally cool. Like, I was very taken aback.
Like, it's a normal thing going on.
Yeah. I was trying to understand this from my wife. I was like, so that's her teacher. Yeah. And they're dating. Yes. That's not right. She goes, well, no, it's okay because they met in the summertime and he didn't know that they were going to be teacher and student. And I was like, I understand how the show's trying to tell you that, but
it's okay.
That's still not okay. Once they find these things out. So, pass. But, no, it was a very interesting show until like the last 2 seasons, but I mean, I didn't watch any of it. Moving on
to the last 2 seasons.
Don't be embarrassed, man. I don't know. Dude, I mean, I would watch it.
One Tree Hill tattooed on his chest. Don't worry,
shut the fuck up.
Hey, let's calm down. Let's keep it PG.
You need to calm down. Chad Michael Murray is a saint. House of Wax, bro. House of Wax. Anyways, what's up with this skyscraper trailer?
I saw that. Well, okay. In all honesty, I just watched it. I saw like bits and pieces of it. But
look, also, David tagged me in like the greatest meme about it on Facebook. Where
it shows
the poster of the Rock jumping from the crane into the skyscraper, but like with actual mathematical
parabolas
to where his actual destination.
Where he's gonna land. I love it when they were
through them all, and you had like the Yoshi, like dropping Yoshi with the mic, yeah. the fucking Mario died. Hat.
That's, yes, I did share hilarious. That to our Facebook page because I thought it was hysterical. The trailer started, and I thought it was a trailer for Rampage, actually.
The Rock's in like everything.
But I was like waiting for the fucking monster to come the entire trail. I was like, where's the giant lizard or the fucking ape or something? And then it was all skyscraper. I was like, so the Rock filmed a movie inside of a building. Like the entire movie is going to take place on these two floors, right? Like this has to be like the lowest budget action movie ever.
No way, man. It looks really good, actually. I think.
Well, like it was like based on a true story, like what happened, stuff like that. Like,
I missed that part. I did not see based on a true story.
What? Well, I like follow The Rock and like on Instagram, and he was like with the guy that actually
The Rock
was based off of.
That's awesome.
So he was like, hey, check out this guy, and blah, blah.
I mean, let's be real though. We're talking about The Rock. On a sky. This movie's called Skyscraper. It's a little tough to swallow. It's kind of a tough pill to swallow.
The Rock is turning into the action Kevin Hart. She's like in every fucking action movie.
No,
like
he's Kevin turning Hart's into in the action comedian. Samuel Jackson is what he is.
No way. Samuel Jackson. I love seeing Samuel Jackson.
Samuel L.
Movies.
Jackson is in more movies than Kevin Hart.
Fucking.
He does cameos for more things and. He's in everything now.
I can't tell if we're hating on The Rock or not, but I love him.
No, I love. No, we're not. I love The Rock, but it's just like
really.
No, like, Rock, we love you, bro.
Tomorrow, we're. You know, we had.
We smell what you're cooking, brother.
What was that movie?
San Andreas Fault, right? The little hurricane.
Yeah,
that movie was. I fell asleep through that.
You're crazy. That movie's fantastic.
Really? I just so didn't pay good. Attention enough to it. But I love The Rock. But like I said, he was in the Jumanji. He's going to be in Rampage. Now Skyscraper. The next fucking movie's going to be...
Fast and Furious. Eight, nine, ten.
Construction crew. Like
he's already in the... No, dude. The next Fast and Furious is the Rock and Jason Statham spinoff anyway. So that's probably accurate.
And wait until they finally release the Italian Job sequel. They're probably going to add him into it because they haven't been working on the Italian Job sequel for like fucking forever.
Why?
Yeah, he's going to play
perfect.
He's going to play the worm in Beetlejuice 2. Like it's so insane, dude. It's so fucking crazy.
They're actually just going to use the CG from the Scorpion King for that one.
he's going to be the next fucking Star Wars trilogy as a fucking.
He's Darth Vader. Sith.
Like, it's ridiculous. Darth Vader it's back cool.
The dead, and I mean, it's going to be The Rock.
You know why? You know why he's getting all these movies, and he's just taking it because, you know, his movies make money. Until they stop making money, they're going to keep putting them in them. He's going to start keep collecting checks. I mean, how are you going to say no to, like, hey, we're going to give you fucking $15, $20 million to do this role about a skyscraper. Your family's going to be trapped in a floor, and you're going to fight your way through it. You're basically gonna rock it out. And
wow, David, you worked hard on that one.
You're just gonna rock it out.
Don't worry, bro. You're just gonna rock it out.
You're basically just gonna,
I just imagine I made that literal, though. Scripts and like he. I just imagine he's just like, huh, just like rocking out of a wrestling mat. I could do this. Like, dude, he was bred to be this entertainer, man. And The Rock is—he's too much.
You know what? I'm actually glad he went to become an actor.
You remember Fast and Furious 7, where like they found they found a reason for him. they found a reason for him to do the rock bottom
in the movie. But they do it in most of his movies. Like they're like, hey, you know that move that you do, the rock bottom? Yeah, do that one.
I mean, let's be honest. If Stone Cold could get his action career together and he didn't Stone Cold stunner someone, like, I'd be disappointed.
I think he did.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Is there a movie called Cold or Condemned or something like
Condemned?
That?
Condemned? That's what I was just trying to remember.
They put all the prisoners on the island and they're like, survive.
And he sure does. And he's like, I'm one tough son of a bitch, but I'm still super nice. I'm going to help all you. Yeah. I love that movie. It's very good. I have it on DVD.
Wow.
Yeah. I love stuff.
What are the trailers? What are the trailers?
Moving on. Another one that I'm still kind of confused how this is a thing. Mission Impossible.
They're going to.
The next one.
I just watched that too.
That's Tom Cruise.
They keep making a lot of money on these movies in China because I'm getting a little burnt out on them. The last two, I did not think were overly great.
I love one. Rogue Nation was pretty good.
I think I'm watching them to watch.
That's the one with Alec Baldwin, right?
Yeah, I think he's in this one too.
Alec Baldwin is in this one too.
Yeah,
but like I said, I feel like I'm starting to watch it just to be like, okay, well, let's just continue it.
It's like the American James Bond at this point, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like I'll go see it. I don't know if I'm going to see it day of, week of, or like, you know, wait for it on Netflix. Like, who knows? But it's not like a priority on my list. Is that right? We're just going, all right, David, help me out here, brother.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely not a priority for me either.
Thanks for paying attention, David. I had a mute microphone so my sleeping kid could walk by. But
I like Ghost Protocol. That's like the one. I think that's the one Mission Impossible movie I have on DVD or Blu-ray is Ghost Protocol. And then Rogue Nation was really good. I mean, I think they're good enough to go see in the theaters. I mean, I don't know.
This one everything after equal. Three kind of blunts into one. I can't remember which one's which, but. I was really a little disappointed movies. That they just gave us the teaser and they were like, go watch the real trailer on the internet. Online. I was like, bro, I'm watching the game.
Well, for I'll these trailers. Tom Cruise just does not age. It's fucking
very well. I'm ready for a new. Gonna end right there.
No, he don't fuck. He just does not. He just does not age. He looks the same age as he did when he first fucking made these movies. I'm waiting for Edge of Tomorrow Part 2. That's what I'm waiting for.
First of all, David, you need to go rewatch Mission Impossible 1. He does not look like the same guy.
Yeah, rewatch and watch this one. You're like, damn.
He ages very well, and he's a great action star. One of my favorite, like, hey, I need a movie to watch just to kind of have on, and it's fun that I enjoy, is Day and Night with him and Cameron Diaz. I love that movie.
Oh, I did see that one. That was all right.
I know it's weird, and y'all are going to give me shit for it, but I always get that one and Vanilla Sky confused.
Yeah, we're definitely.
But Day completely and Night different movies. Was an action one, but right?
I never saw. Yes, I never
Day
saw
Vanilla Sky action. Was like a love romance, yeah, trippy, kind of trippy one or some shit.
Trippy movie.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Jack Reacher?
Yes.
Yes.
That one was good.
I saw the first Part one. Part two to that one
was
one.
All right.
They did have a second one.
Yeah.
You don't remember it's on Hulu, it was actually, that good.
It's already on Hulu.
Yeah, it's but on, it was like Amazon Prime. To the
first one, dude. It was just beat 'em up, fun, entertaining popcorn movie. Flick. Yeah, it was like, cool, man.
I felt like I was watching Jack Reacher, yeah, and I kept waiting for something to happen.
Oh.
I was like, oh, they're starting a good fight scene. Oh, is it over? Oh. Oh, he's probably going to fight that next guy. And then he just, like, turned the corner, and I was like, oh. Oh, maybe we'll get some more plot details right here.
Yeah.
No, we're not giving any of those out right now. Okay. That's cool.
Not what I thought. Not what I
thought. Huh. Wonder what's going to happen next. Wonder what street he's going to turn down next. All right, that's cool. Anyways, yeah, I'm definitely ready for Edge of Tomorrow, too. I love that movie, and I love Emily Blunt. So I'm definitely down for the second one. Next up on the list, I'm pretty excited for this movie. I wasn't initially. This trailer had me super excited because it was like three trailers in one. Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom.
There it is.
So I'm just saying, Lost World Part 2.
Dude, there is literally a velociraptor in the kid's bedroom. Like,
oh, yeah, that was trippy.
That was pretty cool. And then they're like, the only thing that I was like, I'm pretty sure I've seen this before, where they're like, we, what did you make? You made a monster? I'm like, wasn't that the entire plot of the last movie? Hey, fucking,
yeah, that's been going on for a while now.
But I love, like, they're like, Park. There's the three trailers. There's like the creepy part where this raptor's in the room. Then there was like the, this is kind of more of what the movie's actually about, where they're talking about the, you have created a monster. But then there's like this whole rescue mission where they're like, we must save the dinosaurs. I was on board with this. I'm like, how many movies are we actually going to watch?
Wasn't that part two that they did that, right? They were like, we got to save the dinosaurs to make a freaking stadium and make it like a Disney World thing. That's what they were trying to do in the second one, right?
I can't remember. That's the one. They make it to the city in that one, right?
Yeah, they get the T-Rex into the city. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have Jeff Goldblum in this one, so.
Dude. I was excited for that. And then I saw Thor Ragnarok, and I'm all, man, Jeff Goldblum's just like all over the place, huh?
No, just those two, bro. That's about it.
No, I meant like in his head, like in his acting space, like he's all over the place.
Yeah, oh. I was like, yeah, you can jump around.
But I mean, he played it exactly what a Jeff Goldblum character would be like in Thor.
Yeah,
it's exactly the same.
I think that was just him being normal. I know that sounds weird, but I feel like that's his normal self.
And you know what? I got that feeling too, and I think that's what kind of gave me a weird vibe about it. I was like, I don't think he's acting.
I think they were just like, read this script, and he read it, and they're like, phenomenal. Cut it, edit it, put it to go, and he was like...
He doesn't do more than one take. We have to work with that.
And I feel like once they said cut, he was like, I wasn't in character. It was fine. It worked for us. Do it. Roll it.
He's like, I don't do retakes. No. Yeah, talks like that, just cut immediate. All
they were like, sir, don't you were on your phone. I don't
that doesn't
shit.
Look like a king cake.
Next.
I look, didn't have any.
John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Yeah, this the first trailer did not get me excited for this movie. This trailer did. All right, we'll go into a little bit of the weirder territory before we end on the superhero territory.
Woohoo!
A Quiet Place.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Dude, the second trailer dropped today.
I saw. And it
made it way more better than the first, like, little trailer, teaser trailer, whatever the hell it was.
So when I
more
heard about
better,
this,
more gooder.
They're getting good at doing gooder things. When I first heard about it, I think I got the somebody gave a synopsis that was incorrect, and it was that they lived in a that they were mute, they couldn't talk, they were deaf, and so like they just only used sign language. But then seeing the trailer, and I was like, oh, they live in a world where they have to do that. And then seeing today's trailer where they're like, oh, he made these paths of sand.
So they know where to step.
I was like, and so it wouldn't make any sound. And I'm like, but yet you give this kid this fucking rocket ship toy that makes all the noise in the world. Like, that's a little beyond me in this trailer. But, like.
You probably didn't think that the batteries were in there, bro.
Dude.
I didn't watch the full trailer, but I saw pieces of it during the Super Bowl.
Emily Blunt and Homeboy from The Office. Like. John Krasinski. These are like legit actors in this horror movie, and
he directed it too.
You know they're married in real life, right? Emily Blunt and John Krasinski are her husband and wife.
Son of a bitch, he's one lucky man.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Thanks for that tidbit of information, David.
She's like way more famous than him.
I would argue that actually. Maybe, like, if you had to put these two pictures up and say, hey, what's this guy's name and what's her name? Maybe, but I think if you put their pictures side by side, most people would point to him because The Office is pretty famous.
Yeah, I would say The Office in 13 Hours. I'd be like, that's all I know him for.
Dude, he was gangster in 13 Hours, which makes him, like, in 13 Hours and then seeing the trailers for this Jack Ryan show, like, really makes me interested in this. And This will be the first time I bring this up tonight. Yeah. Having actors like that in a movie with a very different style really sells that movie too.
Yeah, make a change up like their style of acting. It's kind of like, all right,
Crazy. Or even that these two actors who are well known and are getting good work would invest their time into this project and really market it makes me think, okay, if they are cool with this, then I'm cool with this.
Yeah.
And the last topic we have for tonight, I'm going to bring that back up. Next on the list of, it's fucking weird. The Westworld season 2.
Ooh. About time, but yes, I can't wait.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. That thing looks like a whirlwind of adventure.
I've been needing to watch the first season for a while now.
Heavenly Father.
Very good. Very good, David.
I don't have time to watch TV most of the time, so
you're literally watching TV right now.
Well, like your phone is
one inch in front of your face.
No, I'm playing a game.
There it is.
Pulling a Homer.
What are you playing? Angry Birds?
No, it's this fucking weird fucking Dune. It's called Dune.
Is this the same game you were playing at dinner the other day?
No, that was another game.
Do you have a problem?
I just
anytime you get into a social space, you start playing games.
No, I don't.
I love it that he's like, I don't.
I was a seventh wheel. Okay, y'all were all having y'all's couples conversation, and I was over here all single and shit.
It's all right, bro. I was here at the house chilling. It's all good, Flipboy.
But I'm still paying attention. Like, I'm still listening to what y'all are saying. I'm conversing. I mean, our listeners would never even know.
They do now.
Well, now they do.
But I'm still responding. Yeah, Westworld is looking really good. I'm really excited to see where they take this season 2. I mean, because they ended season 1 with like a, hey, some shit's about to go down.
Yeah. Like, and see y'all next season 3 years later.
To be honest, and I think they had said that from the beginning that it was going to be at least 2 years before they came out that next season. But,
has it been that long?
Yeah. I watched it last year, really? When it was all over, yeah. But I almost think that I hope season 2 is good because I almost think if you just ended season 1 where it was, like, and just kind of like say, hey, fill in the blanks for yourself, that would have been also really fucking cool.
Just take a guess at what happened.
Yep.
See, I don't like that.
Next up.
I don't like that. No. Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Can move on.
Look, player game.
There was this new little Deadpool trailer that came out.
Hey, what's good?
Dude, that trailer was fucking hilarious and really good. I love that it's like a freaking Cable montage. And like, I was like, oh, it's like a Cable trailer. And I like this kind of theme that they're going with where it's like the first 80% of the trailer is like all skit. And then the last 20% is like
the real footage.
scene, and put that all together.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it is really good.
Somebody had shared a picture and they had circled that Cruz was in it.
Yeah.
What's Terry his name? Terry Cruz?
Yeah.
I was Terry like, Cruz. I didn't even freaking notice it.
Yep. So the rumor mill is turning and it looks like it's going to be like a lot of different characters, maybe the original X-Force in that group. And maybe Terry Crews is a part of that. And because X-Force is in line to start to be its next analog.
I was like, dude, that's crazy, dude.
So I'm down for that. Dude, that trailer was hilarious. The green arm, the fucking stash joke. I was like that's in good taste, and that was fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, no lie. And then the whole action figure sequence, I was down for that. They're really revving up with this marketing, and I like this idea. The only thing that still catches me off guard, though, is you know that movie comes out like 2 weeks after Infinity War?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so close together. I don't know.
It's like May 18th, I think, is when it comes out.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's wrap this up with what kind of was the trailer. I definitely didn't think we were getting anytime soon, and I actually thought that this whole movie was going to get delayed again. But they legit dropped a Venom teaser.
Yes, they did, bruh.
How excited were you, Homer?
Dude, I was like refreshing the page, like at work. I was like, Venom trailer refresh, nothing. Okay, 10 minutes later, Venom trailer refresh, nope, not. I was like waiting for it, dude. I was waiting for something.
I caught it like 34 minutes after it had aired, and then you sent it. Homer was so into it. Within like 30 minutes, he was sending the trailer and screenshots from the trailer.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, did you see this? Did you see this?
And I actually watched it that night. I did watch the trailer that night.
Dude.
Pretty cool.
I don't know, dude.
Let me ask
you. I feel like how it's going to be weird trying to tie that in with the MCU Spider-Man.
They're not going to.
They're
going to
do it.
Yes, they are.
They're not going to. John Stamos.
It exists. It doesn't exist. It exists in the same reality, is what they say.
John Stamos is the new
one. I think Peter Parker will cameo in that movie for sure.
He's just. I think they're just going to be talking about him, or he's going to be in the background, or he's going to be the doctor that's like. I mean, the doctor that focuses on the Venom, like. Peter Parker is going to walk by and he's going to be like, oh, hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Just keep going. Something like that. Like
the weird thing they're saying, though, is like they're going to have this particular Spider-Man with Tom Holland in it. Not in the movie, but like it's going to be connected to him as far as like in his reality.
Yeah.
But they're not going to acknowledge the Avengers in the MCU. So it's like, how do you do that without fucking everything up?
Different dimension.
No. I guess.
Earth 2.
I mean, it's. I think
I'm
that
sure. I'm sure they'll come
the
to
the concern agree, is not there. You know, it's more of a neighborhood villain type thing.
Just
I don't know, man. Venom is a pretty big fucking villain, isn't he?
Oh yeah, they have a whole comic series going. What is it called? Venomverse or something like that, right now?
Yep.
Where he's like taking control of Wolverine and all these other characters and shit like that. It's pretty crazy.
So. I've been seeing a lot of mixed reactions on this trailer, which I was kind of confused about because I fucking loved the trailer.
And it's because there's no Venom in it.
Dude, people are... This is what trips me out sometimes. Like, people are like, I hate when they review the whole movie in the fucking trailer. Like, you're only going to get to see a live-action Venom one time for the first time. Like, only once. Why would the fuck would they spoil it in February when the movie doesn't come out till October? To be honest, I only want to see like one flashing scene of Venom. In the second trailer or the final trailer, I want to see just like one like quick flash of him. That's it. I don't want to see him in the suit. That being said, I'm going to be really pissed if we watch a 2-hour movie in an hour and a half, he still doesn't have the
band. Oh, like it only shows it only shows like the Power Rangers end of the movie.
Yeah, like the Power Rangers movie. Excellent movie. It's so good. But like you see them in the suit for like 5 minutes and then they're in the Zord for 10 minutes and then the movie's over. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, I'm cool with this. And this is the where I was going to call back to earlier. Tom Hardy being so involved in this really sells me on this idea too. Like, if Tom Hardy wasn't in it, I'd be like, I don't know. We might have like another G.I. Joe type scenario going on right
now. Yeah, but he's like hyped for it. He also said like, I'm trying to bring y'all the best Venom movie that y'all have ever or ever will see. The best fucking, like, he's trying his best. He's not like, all right, well, we'll see what happens and I'll put mediocre shit. You know what I mean?
I love how Tom Hardy's just kind of becoming like the resident bad guy too.
Oh yeah.
Like fucking like, Solomon. And,
all right, let's calm down.
Dude, like Solomon and, in fucking Peaky Blinders, Bane, like now, like
I just rewatched Dark Knight Rises last night, so I'm all Batman down right now.
Come on, dude.
You rewatched Dark Knight Rises over Dark Knight?
Well, no. I watched Batman Begins, and then the next day I watched Dark Knight.
Yeah, I was gonna say, last night I watched Dark Knight. Are they all on Netflix or just Begins?
No, it's just Begins. I have the trilogy on Blu-ray.
Me too, David.
Oh, pissed off.
Wait, I love that. Now you've piqued my interest. Why did you start watching this?
I just wanted to. I felt like watching Well, it's actually because I watched Batman Begins on Netflix. I just put it on, and then I was like, okay, well, now I gotta go watch The Dark Knight, and now I gotta go watch Dark Knight Rises. That's actually what I was gonna bitch about. So, like, I love the Dark Knight trilogy is one of my favorite trilogies of all time. The only thing every time I watch the series end, I don't like the way it ends. I don't like the fact that he is assumed dead. And then, you know, everyone says that, you know, Alfred sees him at the end, you know, at that restaurant, like he said that he would like fantasize about. But then they're like, it's really up to your interpretation if Alfred really saw him. And then you're supposed to like assume that. Whatever is fuck Officer Blake, I think, or Robin, whatever, is like you have to like you use your own imagination. Like, did he take over the Batman, you know, mantle and turn into like Nightwing, as y'all I think y'all talked about before?
Yeah, or if
like I hate using my imagination. Christopher Nolan likes doing that shit. Like on like in Inception at the end with a little spinny top. You're just like waiting for it to like fall, and then it just blacks out. And
I just love it that
we never get a sequel.
Okay,
we never get a sequel. Okay. You never know what happens. I don't want to use my imagination. I just want to tell you exactly what happens.
Interstellar too. First off, I haven't seen Interstellar yet, so don't spoil that. It's on my to watch list. Inception. You know that's not his token, right?
The spinny top?
Yeah, that's not his thing.
Originally, it turned into his.
No, it's always his wedding band. That it's was his never band. His.
No, because during the main parts of the movie, but after she died, after whatever, he would use it always to freaking. But he would use it to remind himself. He did.
No, he
to remind himself, but that's not what it was.
That was like, not his token.
To remind him of his wife. That was it. That wasn't his token.
His wedding band was.
That was.
Yeah.
No, look it up. Yeah, whenever you see him, whenever he's like, you'll see it go on and off his hand. He has it. He wears it on his ring finger. Like, you see it on and off. He'll be in the dream world, and then, like, he has it on. He won't be in the dream world and he'll be off, or vice versa. I don't remember how he has it. But yeah, dude, you got to watch it. Rewatch it and look at his hand. You'll be like, oh my God.
Like, but during the regular part of the movie, when he's in that dream state,
it's called misdirection, David.
I know, but he still uses it to determine if he's awake or not.
Yeah, but that's not like his actual token. It's all misdirection. Because he's the best at what he does.
I've read so much about this movie because it really pissed me off that I couldn't. Like, I don't like. I like using my imagination, but I hate when a movie should open ended without a potential for a sequel. Because you know they're never making an Inception sequel.
Never make an Inception sequel. Of course. That's like one of my favorite standalone movies of all time. I love that movie.
I just love.
That's my favorite DiCaprio performance.
It's because I have to think about It just pisses me off. So yeah, so Christopher Nolan likes doing that shit in his movies, and I love Christopher Nolan's movies. They're great, but it's just always the fucking end. I'm like, motherfucker, dude.
I love it that he was like, Batman trilogy, best Batman trilogy of all time.
Yes. But it sucks. Yeah,
they do that shit at the end. The whole fucking movie was ruined. Everything was ruined. Fuck Christopher Nolan. But I love his fucking movies. They're great. They're the best.
You know, like, I don't know.
I wasn't a big fan of the diner scene either. But I'm an even less fan of the fucking, you should use your real name, Robin. Like, really? You had to go on the nose? Like, you couldn't like, even, like,
dead on.
Like, you know, you should use your real name, Damien. You should use your real name, Richard. You know, like,
what? Also, not as obvious.
Yeah. I mean, there's only been 37 Robins. You could have literally given him any of those names and not been on the, you know, Richard Grayson. Like, hello.
Horrible.
And then, right, you know what? And it made me realize there's so many damn plot holes.
I know, like,
you know what? We can talk about it another day. We can talk about it one day when we're just bitching and we're not actually on the podcast.
Let's do it. I'm down for a whole Dark Knight trilogy review.
Okay. Well, that's going on. I just wanted to say a couple of things. These are like, have been announced apparently, but they're not. This one is in the works. It's from New Line, and it's a horror pitch set in the world of The Wizard of Oz. That's apparently like being written and doing stuff like that. Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in a new singing movie.
Singing movie?
Yeah. Dr. Doolittle.
Wow, really?
And then Will Ferrell and...
Please let me know when you have some good news.
Will Ferrell and what's his name from Step Brothers are coming back again. Yeah. And they're going to be Holmes and Watson. Like Sherlock Holmes and Watson. And it's going to be like a comedy freaking thing, of course.
I am.
And that's already going to be like a trailer later on this year.
I am immediately going to go look up more information about that as soon as we get off this call, because that sounds amazing.
So, but that last one, Holmes and Watson, is already like being filmed and stuff like that. Also,
John Wick 3
has a release month.
Not your tailpipes burning.
John Wick 3 has a release date or release month?
It has a release month, yes. May 2019, John Wick 3.
Of next year?
2019.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I'm 100% game for that as well. Yeah, there's not a lot of great news going around. Michael Fassbender is going to do Kung Fury. Like a full movie about Kung Fury. I don't know. Like, what is Michael Fassbender still doing? Like, that's so weird, you know?
All random.
I'm just so confused about his decisions, but whatever.
You almost see what happens.
I mean, the rumor mill's spinning. Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker in the standalone movie.
Yeah.
I think I'm not a big fan of that idea. I love Joaquin Phoenix. I don't see him in a Joker role that I would like.
And see, like, between the two actors, him and Leo, I would kind of pick Leo. Like, it's weird, but between them two, I would pick Leonardo.
Between those two, I would. But I think that I think there's huge untapped potential in Jared Leto still, first of all. And think that there's someone better than both of those for a standalone style.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. David, you want to send us on out of here?
Yes. So this is what I gotta say. No, I'm just joking. All right. Thank you for.
I was like, listening. I could not have been any more on the nose.
I love it. I felt like David was gonna be like, "Well, to start it off, Wizard of Oz cannot go horror," and I'm like, "We're really gonna start from way back there." God.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz basically is a horror. Calm down.
So Hilary Duff is in a new movie.
She is in a new movie.
Just joking.
She's in Quentin Tarantino's movie.
What?
Yeah, the Manson Kill Bill 3? Movie.
What?
Yeah, she's I think so. My wife said Tilda Duff's in some new movie about the Manson.
The Manson family.
The Manson family, and Quentin Tarantino is making that movie. That's
not Hilary Duff, isn't it? Ooh, I'm gonna have to look at that. That's crazy. I didn't mean to extend our podcast, but Now I gotta go look that shit up.
Anyway. He's like, now we can go because now I need to go do something.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, guys. I'm David.
And I'm Homer, guys. Bye.
And I'm Aaron. Y'all have a great night.
Woo!